Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Mings and Anthony's online. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, how are you?
Very well. I know you want to win every race, but I guess, look, there is a good vibe around the winner of this race, Zalate. What did you, how's Baller come through?
Pulled up fine, but happy with that. I mean, obviously, as you say, you know, not happy about running second, but I do think the run of the winner was exceptional. I still have, a view about Baller's future. I think he's going to be pretty nice. Always be a group horse. In not too far away, so it might just be that while it's off season, there was a fair bit of depth to the race. The time was still quite strong, and it was a high pressure 1400. And you know, he probably the Baller wasn't as dominant in the finish as he was over the 1200 the previous start. So you know, there's a few things for us to look at there, and it might be that we sort of come back to 1200 or the 1300 for his next run.
Okay, well, we'll wait and see. I know the horses in the Gold Coast, that three-year-old race, the Magic Millions Guineas, so a bit of wait and see whether you go forward there. You might come back from the from that trip on Saturday.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably the least likely option right now. There's an outside chance we might just give him a rest now and then sort of come back in the autumn because there's some pretty nice races for him there. Equally, we might give him another run here at 13 and see what that looks like. There's a suitable race in 2 weeks' time at Warwick Farm. That's probably the most likely. And then make a decision from there about whether we go to the Gold Coast or not. And if we don't go, it'll be more about an autumn campaign because he's still an entire. And with the brilliance that he shows and the potential that he's got, you know, if we look after him, we could make a Group 1 horse out of him and make a potential standing because he's a beautiful horse.
Yeah.
You know, he's an outstanding individual and I think he really would make a good standing given that his performances support that view.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll wait and see what happens there with Baller. I wanted to get you on for another reason because we watched Beauty Generation win in Hong Kong, Anthony, and we know horses get sold there and the like. And you went to New Zealand a few years ago and you spotted this horse through the sales and you bought, and we saw it race here under the name of Montague.
Yeah, Montague. I was keen on the idea of buying a Road to Rock. Obviously, we had Road to Rock here in the stable. From his first year, we'd had one out of a sharp mare that had done well one first up for us at Warwick Farm. And while it won, it sort of hurt itself in that run. But there's a fair bit of potential in that. So I was keen to go along and look to do that that year. So we looked at two or three Rosa Rocks in that second sale at Karaka, settled on Montaigne, bought him, and then Kylie Bax gave us a bit of a hand to syndicate it. But eventually, you know, he was sold in the majority to Australian people. There's about 80% of Aussies. He raced here and did a very good job for us. I mean, he finished up only winning two races, but he was Group 1 placed, running second in the Rose Hill Guineas. And as most Road to Rocks have done, he's continued to improve as he's gotten older. Certainly Road to Rock did that himself. So this guy's filled the bill, and he was just dominant on Saturday. It was an enormous win.
It was. Had to come across from a wide barrier. We're going to talk to John Moore in about 15 minutes from Hong Kong, but that was the one thing for mine, that he had to be used up early, but then he still found... we don't know all of that Hong Kong form, but he did make them look pretty ordinary.
Yeah, it did, and it's hard to equate the form, but you can't be anything but impressed with the win. And, you know, if you go back to his previous two runs this time around, they tried to beat him in putting pressure on him in the first place. So one of the second quarter sectionals, I think, in one of his earlier wins, they ran 21 and change.
Yeah.
And he was one day, Zach elected to start there on the speed, and then another day he elected to come back. But either way, he still brained them. And then you get into the main event, and I think everyone sort of wanted to ride their own horse their own way and sort of stay in their own comfort zone, and they just can't beat him. I mean, he's got a high cruising speed with a hell of a kick, puts himself at the right end of the race, and I suppose in that respect, you know, Baller's not that much different because, you know, he's got that high cruising speed with a kick at the right trip.
Yep.
So, you know, the horses of that calibre are few and far between. And I got to say, it was great to see him win.
It certainly was. One final one. When you watch him, I know he's been there for a little while now, and when he's gone to a rating now of around 137 in Hong Kong, is it hard to watch for you or not?
No, I just keep remembering the check they sent.
That's the main thing, as long as they send something, because we do sell a lot to them, but as long as what we're getting back here is okay for everyone concerned.
Oh, you know, we've had a few chats. You know, the ownership group have had a few chats about it along the way, and everyone's pretty relaxed. And we got very good money for gelding.
Yep.
And it's, you know, while the stakes have gone up a little bit since then, in the time since, and, you know, Sydney Racing, certainly, Victorian Racing, are both going very well, and the prize money's increased remarkably. And so it takes more to get them out of this place now than it used to.
Yep.
But at the time, you know, I suppose you look back and you think, well, what would he have done? He probably would have run second to Winks a few times, and so he might not have earned as much here as you could perhaps think. But in any event, we got the money, everyone was happy, and we continue to be.
Yeah, for sure. All right, thanks a lot, Anthony. We'll wait and see what happens with Baller, but the least of the options at this stage appears to be the Gold Coast. We'll wait and see off that next run. Thanks a lot, mate.
Okay, good on you.